closing any school, whether it's a traditional public school or a charter school, is a hard thing to do. But it's also part of the charter idea. When you give somebody a charter to run a school, they know up front that they're being given this privilege because they think they can do a good job. And they need to do a good job if they're going to continue to have that privilege of running a school. And if they try for a few years, and after 4, 5, 6 years, if they're not succeeding, then the understanding is up front, if you don't succeed running your school, you're not going to be allowed to continue to run that school.
So here in North Carolina, we've just lifted the cap from 100 charter schools, and we now have more than 30 that are set to open in the next couple of years. Is that cause for celebration or concern as far as you're concerned?
Well, it's a cause for potentially both celebration and concern. 30 more schools in 1 year, even a state the size of North Carolina, that's a lot of schools. So you want to be concerned that all of those folks that are starting schools actually know what they're doing. You want to believe that they have the educational experience to succeed, as well as the management and financial experience to run a good school. But it is also, you know, reason to be optimistic and to celebrate. If those schools are successful, that means lots of kids in North Carolina are going to have an opportunity to go to a good school that is preparing them to succeed in life.
Well, how is North Carolina doing, in your opinion, in terms of opening good charter schools and monitoring them and then closing them if necessary, if, as you say, they're not doing well?
Well, we want to see, after a school is approved, that it's running well. There are students in those schools, and you want to make sure that they're getting a good education, that they're being treated fairly in admissions processes, or if they need special education services. You want to make sure taxpayer dollars are being spent appropriately. So that requires some oversight of those schools as they're running. And that's an area where North Carolina has been pretty light over the past number of years. I think there are 4 or 5 people at the State Department of Education that are responsible for keeping an eye on these 100 schools. Now will be 130 schools. They're good people there. I've met them. I actually was very impressed by them. But that's a small number compared to national averages of, you know, what you typically see. You know, they have about one person for every 25 or 30 schools. That's pretty far outside the norm. Around the country, you're usually seeing something more like one person for every 10 schools. You know, closure is part of this. If a school is failing, you know, after 5 years, they get a 5-year charter. If the school isn't succeeding, then they have the risk of being closed. And that's an area where I think North Carolina and that staff there is starting to strengthen what it's looking for. And that's true around the whole country.
The change in the law that lifted the cap also allowed the state to be able to close the charters for academic reasons. So that's a new thing, and the state did just close the first one this year.
Yeah, and that's a good thing.
So are there specific charter schools in North Carolina that you think need to close?
I've looked at some aggregate numbers about what's going on in performance in North Carolina. I certainly wouldn't be in a position to say, hey, specifically this school by this name or that school by that name. But what we see in North Carolina is a distribution of schools, a good number of excellent schools on the high end, but then you also do see, I'll say, a little bit more than a handful, you know, 10 to 20 schools down at the low end, in the bottom 5, 10, 15% of performance in the state. That means your kids are not getting the education they need, and we need to do everything we can to get those kids into some other schools that will prepare them to succeed.
How's your message being received by other charter school advocates?
Very well. The charter school advocacy community around the country has a lot of different kinds of people in it. It feels to me sometimes like it's, you know, perhaps the last area of public policy in this country where you find, you know, liberals and conservatives working together in support of something. And there's very strong agreement from left to right within the charter school community that we really need to have high standards. We want to see growth. We want to make sure that it's growth of good schools.
Mr. Richmond, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you. My pleasure.